Now, in a logo, stars twinkle in the sky. Our view drifts down through clouds to a river that winds past hillsides. A train crosses a bridge. As a flag waves on top of a castle's tallest spire, a bright display of fireworks explodes in the sky. A glowing pinpoint of light arcs over the castle, leaving a trail of sparkling dust. Words appear. Walt Disney Pictures. A computer-animated logo appears. An illuminated desk lamp hops past the word Pixar, then squashes the letter I. A subtitle appears. Animation Studios.
Out there.
Titles appear in outer space. Walt Disney Pictures presents.
Way out there beyond this hick town, Barnaby.
A Pixar Animation Studios film.
There's a slick town, Barnaby.
A galaxy spirals, a nebulous glow.
Full of shine and full of sparkle.
A yellow sun illuminates a dingy earth. Its grayish-blue oceans surround barren, yellowed continents. We drift toward the planet, passing through a layer of gray space junk. White clouds obscure our view.
Put on your Sunday clothes, there's lots of world out there.
The mist thins, revealing an expanse of mountain peaks made of trash. Inactive windmills dot the mounds of junk, along with nuclear cooling towers, smokestacks, and high-tension power lines. Now, dozens of tall, conical shapes loom ahead like a forest. Many nearly engulf abandoned skyscrapers.
One of those new horse-drawn open cars.
A bird's eye view looks down on the deserted city. Among shorter, messier junk piles, winding dirt paths show tread marks. A small machine rolls into view and passes steadily between the heaps. It veers right at a brick building. Between the cramped facades, street lamps poke from dunes made of rubbish. The machine motors by on treads, similar to a bulldozer's. Now, two robotic arms scoop trash into the machine's hollow, cube-shaped belly. A front hatch closes, revealing a label. WALL-E. The back of the robot presses in, then his belly compartment ejects a cube of compacted trash. As WALL-E carries it off, a roach crawls out of an old soup can. The bug follows WALL-E, who takes the cube to a neat stack of trash cubes. Now, WALL-E sees something with his big, binocular-like eyes. He yanks a hubcap from a trash cube. As the roach watches, WALL-E notices the low sun. He stores the hubcap in his belly compartment and presses a stop button on his chest. The robot hangs a picnic-style cooler on his back. He then holds out a clamp-like hand to the roach. The roach runs down his arm and inside his body. WALL-E wiggles. The roach pops out under his head and rides safely by Wally's swiveling neck. An aerial view shows WALL-E high up on a tower of trash cubes, as tall as the deserted skyscrapers. A title, WALL-E. The garbage spires include continuous ramps up the sides for the robot to travel. On street level, WALL-E passes a sprawling building marked By and Large Ultra Store. Next, WALL-E passes a By and Large gas station with enough pumps to serve more than 80 cars. Outside a By and Large bank, WALL-E rolls over B&L Cash. As solar-powered loudspeakers play, holographic ads glow throughout a ruined shopping district. An old newspaper reads, "Too much trash, earth covered. B&L CEO declares global emergency." A billboard showing a row of wide-eyed WALL-E robots reads, "WALL-E working to dig you out." Now, WALL-E and the roach climb a defunct escalator to a monorail station. They swap a nod, and WALL-E follows the smooth, empty track under curving superhighways. On the ground, motionless robots, just like him, rust amid junk. Now, WALL-E's treads rattle around his wheels. The roach struggles to hang on. Noticing, WALL-E slows down, looks around, and compares his tread to one on a broken robot. Later, WALL-E rolls smoothly on snug-fitting treads. He passes a row of gigantic dragline excavators. Each forgotten machine bears a tall conveyor-action arm and a column of platforms for hauling trash. Now, WALL-E reaches a sleek, streamlined overhang marked B&L Transit Downtown Terminal. As they roll inside, holographic videos light up beside them.
Too much garbage in your face? There's plenty of space out in space. B&L Starliners leaving each day. We'll clean up the mess while you're away.
A holographic video shows humans relaxing in mid-thigh, short-sleeved unitards.
The jewel of the B&L fleet, the Axiom. Spend your five-year cruise in style, waited on 24 hours a day by our fully automated crew, while your captain and autopilot chart a course for non-stop entertainment, fine dining, and with our all-access hover chairs, even Grandma can join the fun. There's no need to walk. The Axiom, putting the star in Executive Starliner.
Because at B&L, space is the final frontier!
The B&L CEO waves at a departing Starliner, and the video blinks out. Now, Wally climbs a broken overpass to its severed end, reaching a bulky and rusty transport vehicle. A stenciled word, Wally, shows on it, along with the acronym Waste Allocation Load Lifter, Earth Class. As Wally arrives, his tread assembly stretches vertical, making him taller. He pulls a lever, and a B&L logoed panel lowers like a drawbridge. Sunlight filters into the transport, shining on hundreds of salvaged odds and ends sorted into open-faced bins. Everything from bowling pins to gnome figurines to clocks. Wally pushes a button on a control bar. Christmas lights flicker on between the tall, brimming racks. The robot hangs up his wheel treads, flicks a pebble out of one, and heads deeper inside. Passing his well-sorted collection, he arrives at a toaster. He lifts its lever, and a VHS tape pops up. Wally puts it in a VCR and hits play. An iPod wired to it shows a colorful movie. The robot positions a large magnifying glass in front of the iPod and enlarges a dance number with men and women costumes circa 1890. They wear derby hats and tote parasols. Wally mimics the hat-tipping dancers with his hubcap. Next, he opens the cooler and eyes more treasures. Wally takes out a spork, then a Rubik's Cube. He sets the toy aside. He compares the spork to a cup of spoons and a cup of forks. He wags it indecisively, then sets it between the two cups. Taking out a Zippo lighter, the robot activates a conveyor, vertically cycling several rows of suspended cubbies. He tucks the lighter among others. On screen, two young lovers hold hands. Wally stops to watch. Tilting his head, Wally pushes a record button on his chest panel. As he stares at the lovers' joined hands, his hands slowly clasp together. The robot looks wistfully from the screen to his hands. Later, the roach darts over rubbish as Wally emerges from his base with the cooler. Stopping on the exit ramp, he slams the open cooler down repeatedly. As the roach joins him at his side, the robot looks up at a patch of stars visible through the clouds. He presses a button on his front panel. Wally's robotic view flashes an alert as he sights an approaching dust storm. Wally shakes his cooler empty and hurries inside. He raises the door almost completely, then looks to the roach outside. The bug scurries in and the hatch shuts. Wally unwraps a B&L snack cake and sets it on an open lunchbox lid. The roach burrows into a dimple of cream filling on the cake's underside. Now, Wally's arms, head, and bare wheels retract into his cube-shaped body. The little yellow box backs into a vacant cubby on the suspended shelves. Wally briefly extends an arm, giving a gentle push, and sets his shelf rocking gently to and fro. Fade to black. Now, a red light blinks on Wally's front panel. He raises his head. His eyes open, and his binocular vision sharpens into focus. He rolls out of his cubby, arms limp at his sides, and rolls face first into a shelf. Backing up, he makes his way to his hanging treads. One drops to the floor. The robot gropes for it and spots it below. He groggily shuffles his wheels toward the tread. Later, Wally sits in the sun with a solar panel open across his shoulders. The solar panel flips shut and energetically folds up. Rolling in a circle, Wally heads down off the transport's roof. The roach gazes after him, then scampers inside through an air vent. Wally comes in through the front ramp and closes his cooler. Setting it on his back, he heads outside. The roach scurries before him. Wally runs over it. He rolls back and eyes the flattened bug. It pops back into shape. He points at the ground behind him, and the roach obediently takes up a following position. The robot and his friend head off. Later, he compresses a cube of trash. Now, his body squeezes inward and shakes. The roach narrowly escapes the trash cube as it lands next to several others. Now, Raleigh finds a bra and puts it on over his eyes. He looks around, then tosses it into his cooler. He adds a rubber ducky, then a bobble-headed chihuahua toy. Next, he finds someone's car keys. The robot looks around. Later, he plays with a paddle ball. The ball bounces off his face. Now, he opens a blue velvet box and finds a diamond ring. He checks the ring and plays with the box. He adds it to the cooler, followed by a boot and a trophy cup. Now he squeezes a fire extinguisher's handle, and the jetting foam forces him backward. He wriggles on his back, wrestling with it. Later, the extinguisher gets hurled past his cooler. Now, Wally builds a tidy perimeter of trash cubes as big as a parking lot. As the sun dips lower and lower, the perimeter fills in with cubes. Now, Wally knocks on a refrigerator. Then a welding beam splits the door in two. As the pieces fall away, Wally peers into the fridge. His binocular-shaped head tilts intently. A sprouting green plant grows in the dirt. Its delicate stem holds two pairs of leaves. With his flat, three-fingered hands, Wally digs around the seedling. He carries the sprout to the cooler, carefully to keep its roots blanketed in soil. He plants it in the boot. Now, the roach scampers up a mound of refuse and scurries off ahead of Wally, who rolls towards his makeshift home. Taking the cooler from his back, he motors up the ramp behind the roach, then stops. He spots a red laser dot vibrating on the ramp. Wally blinks his lenses and cocks his head, then reaches for the tiny dot. The dot zigzags away and stops on a nearby pile of trash. Wally sets down his cooler and wheels over to it. As he reaches out, it moves again. He tries to stop it with his hand, but it zooms the other way. Wally chases it and freezes. He watches it circle him. As he raises his arms to pounce, the dot zooms off. Wally chases it down a sloping section of broken freeway to the ground. He speeds after it, more dots move in behind him. Arranged in an endless line, the secondary dots sweep the wasteland and deserted high-rises. As Wally chases the lone dot, the laser line descends the barren continental shelf, skims over a rusting ferry boat, and rises back to a plateau, where Wally spirals in and around the dot. The dot stops. Wally reaches for it, but sees only shimmering light. As a circle of light closes in around him, the ground shakes and he looks up. Three white-hot circles close in overhead. Wally sees the threat and zips off, but three blasts block his way, each triggered by a descending cone of fire in the sky. Rocks and dirt shoot out as dust billows. Nowhere to go, Wally digs. As the heated dust clears, the trembling robot peeks from beneath red-hot rocks. Wally bumps his head on a huge metallic structure. He turns his shivering gaze upward and sees a towering spaceship as tall as a skyscraper. Three massive legs hold its cigar-shaped middle off the ground. The little robot cautiously rolls beneath the middle section as he stares up at it. A hatch opens. Trying to hide, Wally puts a rock on his head and folds into a cube. Now, an elongated apparatus descends from the hatch. Stopping inches above the ground, it emits a beam of blue light. Wally remains safely behind it. The rock falls from his head as he raises his eyes and slowly rolls toward the scanning apparatus. The blue light deactivates. Wally startles as two side-mounted blocks on the device separate. An egg-shaped capsule about Wally's size drops from the device's long tube. A robotic arm rises from one of the blocks and reaches for the capsule. Wally ventures closer as the robotic arm places the capsule on the ground. Now, another robot arm from the other block punches a keypad on the capsule. Now, the arm retracts and the capsule splits. Wally hides, then peeks. A white egg shape sits upright on the ground with an oval black window at its top. The egg hovers and subdivides, revealing two almond-shaped arms and a head like a slightly squashed ball. Wally stares. Two glowing blue ovals blink and flutter like eyes on the black faceplate. Its head and arms are free-floating. Wally gazes at the levitating robot, its image reflected in his lenses. The white robot glances around and dutifully floats a few feet away, hovering over a layer of trash. The robot scans the ground here and there with a blue beam. Now, the dispenser unit retracts into the rocket, and Wally hides behind a rock. As a fiery glow erupts from the rocket's engines, Wally immediately starts to dig. The rocket blasts off, sending up clouds of dust and smoke as it rises powerfully towards space. The ground below once again glows red hot. Wally's binocular-shaped eye housing glows red-hot, too, as he peeks, trembling from the scorched earth. He spots the white robot, which continues scanning with the blue beam. The newcomer looks up at the departing rocket, glances around at the landscape, then spirals high into the air. Wow. Wally watches the robot rise majestically, then swoop off. The newcomer circles two broken concrete supports, then flies upward. It emits a sonic boom and zooms low to the ground past Wally. As he watches it fly, two mechanical wipers sweep dust from his lenses. The white robot soars like a bird over the orange-tinged wasteland, banks right along a barren ravine, and accelerates with a second pulse. Two white vapor trails stream behind its arms as it flies. Wally lifts himself on his arms and rolls behind a boulder. He watches the white robot slow down and spiral back to the Earth's surface. As Wally bumps a pebble, the white robot fires a laser at the boulder. Miles away, the roach sees the resulting mushroom cloud. Now, the white robot puts away its gun arm and turns away from a molten hole through the boulder. Wally shudders behind a sliver of the remaining rock as the white robot resumes scanning. In the ruined city, the white robot's reflection skims across a building's windows. Its blue beam briefly deactivates, then scans a defunct substation topped with a pair of ribbed, high-voltage insulators. As the robot's scan shows a glowing grid, Wally peeks from behind a wooden pallet. A red indicator flashes on the white robot's chest, and it hovers onward. Wally watches from a distance, waiting until the other robot is out of sight before following. Now, the newcomer scans piles of discarded tires. As Wally looks on, the roach moves in. Wally shakes his head warningly. The insect ignores him and scurries over to the white robot, which spins around, gun aimed. The roach crawls out of the smoldering hole in the earth. The white robot puts its gun away and extends its paddle arm, which subdivides at the end into four free-floating fingers. The insect scampers up its arm and around its body. As it giggles, Wally does too. The alarmed white robot fires its laser at three piles of tires. Having no place left to hide, Wally folds himself into a cube in plain view. The white robot approaches, gun aimed. Wally peeks up at the newcomer's narrowed eyes. The roach runs down the white robot's arm and faces Wally from the tip of the gun. As Wally opens his hand, the insect jumps onto it. The newcomer scans Wally with blue light, then turns and glides off. Wally watches the robot go. Later, he follows the robot across a trash-strewn floor. Now, in a huge, decrepit supermarket, the white robot scans one of two dozen checkout lanes. Wally watches from atop a flight of stairs. As the robot looks at him, Wally startles and bumps shopping carts. The carts cascade downstairs after him and pin him to the doors. The white robot shakes its head.
Hold me close and hold me fast.
Nighttime.
The magic spell you cast.
At an oil refinery.
This is lovely iron rose.
The white robot zooms past Wally and spirals down, folds into its egg shape, and goes dark. On top of a crooked storage tank, Wally trips down the metal stairs, wrapping it.
I see love and when
now, Wally cautiously rolls close to the motionless robot.
And in a world apart, a world where roses bloom.
He waves a hand in front of its darkened face mask. Next, Wally finds a toilet seat, holds it up to the robot, and rolls out of view. Daytime. Under the morning sun, the white robot reactivates and spots a primitive sculpture made of trash. The toilet seat stands braced like a head, and two blue Christmas balls hang inside it like a pair of eyes. The white robot brushes past it. Wally slouches sadly nearby. He glumly kicks a stack of pipes, which tumble onto him. Later, the white robot scans a pickup truck, a porta potty, and a space capsule. Each triggers its red chest light. Now, it angrily slams a hatch door to a ship's cargo hold. As the bot glides away somberly, it fails to notice an electromagnetic crane and gets stuck to it. The bot tries to free itself, but can't. It arms its laser gun. The bot takes out the magic, then the entire ship. Wally shields himself from flying debris. Now the white robot lowers onto an adjacent ship's anchor and watches as the freighter tips, knocking several over like colossal dominoes. The last ship to fall causes another huge explosion. Wally tentatively approaches the anchor and finds the white robot slouching with its blue-eyed lights angled sadly. Wally faces the destroyed ships. By the blazing firelight, he looks around nonchalantly and sidles closer and closer to the white robot. Wally raises a hand under his binocular eyes as if clearing his throat. Wally falls over as the white robot faces him.
Vaison, Mere, Aimuanka, Directive. Directive?
Wally quickly stuffs trash into his compartment. He makes a trash cube and looks over at the white robot.
Ta-da!
Ooh. Directive?
He nods.
Classified.
The white bot eyes him.
Name?
Its blue light scans him.
Wally.
Wally.
Oh, Wally.
Eve.
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 Eve. Eve.
Eve.
Wally sees a dust storm brewing behind Eve. As he reaches for her, she arms her gun. Wally folds to his cube. As the storm sweeps in, gray dust blots out all except Eve's glowing blue eyes. His hand takes hold of Eve. Later, inside Wally's transport, the hatch ramp opens and he leaves Eve inside. The door closes, sealing out the storm. Eve sneezes. She gazes at the darkened space as it illuminates bit by bit. Wally plugs in several strands of pink and gold Christmas lights, then raises his arms to the white robot.
Eva.
He beckons her inside. As she glides past the shelves, the roach dives into his snack cake and re-emerges with a cream-filling beard. Eve spies a mounted fish on a wall.
Ooh.
It moves.
Here's a little song I wrote.
Eve aims her gun at it. Wally nudges her gun away. As she stows the weapon, Wally brings her an egg beater. He spins the crank, hands it to her, and zips off. Eve spins it extremely fast, and it flies apart. Embarrassed, Eve quickly puts the pieces down. Wally returns with bubble wrap. As she pops one, her eyes flutter. Closing an eye for aim, she points a finger at the wrap. With the precision of a typewriter, she pops the whole sheet. Wally brings a light bulb, which lights up at Eve's touch. He takes it from her and taps on it, then hands it back. It lights up again. Now, Wally brings a scrambled Rubik's Cube and rolls off, returning a moment later to find it solved. Now Eve pulls the tape from a video cassette. Wally frantically winds it back in, puts the tape in his VCR, and waits nervously. As Wally dashes off, Eve moves toward the screen and scans it. Wally returns holding his hubcap, which he pretends is a hat. He dances like the dapper actors in the movie. Eve watches him skate on his treads, then pump the hubcap rhythmically to his chest. He spins, flips the cap, and raises a hand. Eve tries to dance. Her jumping shakes the room and rattles the shelves, while he waves her stop, then claps. He holds up a finger and rolls near the screen, where he does a graceful spin. Eve tries to spin. She spins really fast. Outside, a Wally-shaped desk suddenly bulges in the transport hull. Eve finds him embedded in the wall. He pushes himself out, crashes in a heap, then gets up. One of his eye lenses pops out. Eve moves to him, but he raises his hand. Bumping into things, Wally rolls past Eve to his hanging shelves. He feels around and treads sideways until his fingers find the control button for the conveyor. As the shelves cycle, Eve raises her gun at them. Wally stops the conveyor at a shelf containing extra eye lenses and replaces his broken eye. He faces Eve. He raises his arms triumphantly. Eve stares at him as his eyes raise and lower, then shakes her head slightly. She looks over at the shelf. She takes a Zippo lighter from a cubby. Opening the lid, she strikes the flint and ignites a flame. They stare at the flame. Wally gazes at Eve, admiring the flame. On the iPod, a brunette woman in a park sings to a grinning man. Wally's hand trembles as he reaches toward Eve's. She looks at him sharply and jerks her hand away. She flips the lighter closed and glides past him to the screen. Her blue light scans it as the actors hold hands.
Eva.
As he scoots off, she looks around and spots Wally at a shelf. A snare drum bounces off his head. Eve laughs. She shifts her gaze to the lighter in her hand. Facing the iPod, she opens the Zippo and ignites the flame. Wally taps her arm. He shows the plant potted in the boot. She scans it. Her eyes widen as a green dot blinks on her chest. Her view matches up a green leaf icon with a scan of the seedling. The lighter drops to the floor and Eve rises upward. Her chest front opens and a blue tractor beam draws the seedling into the compartment. The whole room goes dark as Eve shuts down. The glowing green leaf emblem pulsates on her chest.
Eva.
Wally stares.
Eva.
He waves his hand in front of her black faceplate, then taps her and listens.
Eva! Eva! Eva!
Now, the sun shines down on Wally's transport as he brings Eve onto the roof. Glancing at the sun, he spins her so that her darkened faceplate is toward him. He rolls back a few feet and taps his fingers together nervously. As time passes, the green leaf emblem continues to pulsate on Eve's chest. Later, heat fumes rise off the transport, making the view of the two robots wavy. Later still, Wally sits on the edge of the transport, idly cycling his treads as he dangles them over the side. Looking up, he sees lightning flash under distant rain clouds. Now, in a downpour, Wally holds an umbrella over Eve and gets struck by lightning. As he opens the second umbrella, lightning strikes again. On a sunny day, Wally shakes himself free of a sand drift. A second sand pile covers an oil drum. Wally lifts it to reveal Eve safe underneath. Now, he pries open a panel on her chest and raises the free ends of some jumper cables attached to himself. A blast sends him flying. Now, Wally pulls Eve along by strung Christmas lights tied around her. The bulbs closest to her glow. On an oily canal, Wally rows them on a tire like a gondola. Eve rides in a shopping cart under an umbrella. Now, Wally uses a laser to burn Wally plus Eve in a heart on a garbage can. He cocks his head at an orange sunset, then looks to Eve hovering next to him. He surreptitiously reaches to her side and wedges her hand free. He holds it for a moment, but it snaps back into place, trapping his fingers. Wally frantically tries to pull his hand free. Tugging at Eve, he falls backward off their bench. Later, the moon hangs overhead, veiled by moving clouds. Our view lowers to the roof of Wally's transport. A TV screen glows in the dark, displaying the classic video game Pong. Wally manipulates a controller a few feet away as Eve levitates next to him with a string of glowing Christmas lights still lashed around her. He looks at her, then shakes his head. Later, the glow of the TV fades as the sun comes up, brightening the nearby city skyline. Now, Wally hangs his cooler on his back and heads out. He pauses to gaze longingly at Eve's steadily hovering pod. The trash-compacting robot treads sadly away. As the green leaf emblem on Eve's chest blinks, Wally rolls down the elevated roadway. Later, he scoops trash into his compartment, then ejects a compacted cube and sullenly sets it with a row of others. The roach scurries onto a cube at Wally's eye level. The robot opens the lighter and flicks on the flame. Wind blows it out. The ground trembles, and the roach's cube falls off the stack. Wally spots the rocket thrusters in the sky. Two vent panels in his lens housings lift like surprised eyebrows. Wally speeds off, the roach clinging to his back. The sleek ship sits in the distance. A robotic arm grips Eve. It retracts. Wally weaves toward the ship, dodging debris. He raises his arms. Wally dashes down a partially collapsed ramp. The arm loads Eve into the ship, and two panels close. Wally descends a collapsed traffic sign. The roach follows. The robot shoos him back and gestures for him to stay. The roach sits. Wally scrambles to the ship as the thrusters smoke. Inside, Eve pops into a cargo bay. Robotic pinchers stow her in a storage niche next to a row of identical probes without blinking green emblems. Outside, Wally climbs a ladder. Below, the thrusters fire. The ship takes off. Wally slips, then holds tight to a ladder rung. The sleek spacecraft arcs through the atmosphere. On Earth, the roach watches. The ship leaves a trail of smoke in the sky and jostles Wally, who holds on tight. The craft punches through a junky layer of dead satellites encircling Earth. Several satellites caught on Wally drift away. A spherical satellite with four antennae snags on the bot's head. He shakes off the Sputnik-like satellite and gazes out at space. While he peers back at Earth's golden brown continents and grayish oceans, he floats off the ship, briefly windmills his arms and clamps onto the ladder. He spots Eve through a window. He points out their beautiful view. The ship cruises through space, its stowaway perched on a ledge outside the window. It soars over Earth's moon, where the base of the Apollo lunar module sits undisturbed beside the vacant rover. Beyond a stiff American flag, a holographic billboard advertises a B&L outlet mall. Later, a solar flare arches off the sun's surface. The ship glides past, and Wally unfolds his solar panels. Now the ship sails beneath one of Saturn's rings, made of glowing particles. Wally dips his finger flaps into them, and a stream of the enchanting dust swirls behind him. Later, the distant Milky Way reflects on the robot's lenses. Now the ship glides over another swirling galaxy. It speeds past a planet toward a gleaming star. Wally gazes at a million pinpricks of starlight, then swivels his head forward and does a double take. The pillar-like cloud of a purpley nebula looms before him. The robot cocks his head. An immense vessel floats in the gleaming violet mass. The clean, high-tech craft resembles an upside-down ocean liner. A bulky column of equipment and modules hangs from its underside. Minuscule in comparison, Eve's ship soars toward the enormous starliner. Wally's gaze drifts curiously. A name on the ship's bow reads Axiom. Each letter is bigger than Eve's ship, which pulls up alongside the mothership and hovers. Towering bay doors slide open, and Eve's ship drifts toward them. Wally ducks as two smaller craft zoom out of the bay and over his head. Taking up positions at either end of Eve's ship, they use blue laser beams to gently push the smaller vessel into the well-lit bay, where a wall bears the B&L logo.
Wow.
Two clamps latch onto Eve's ship. The bay doors close and the docked vessel gets a downward jolt, registering the effects of gravity. As Wally tumbles, he folds into his cube and lands safely on a clamp's catwalk-like arm. All around the bay, panels open and automated equipment extends. Wally gets to his feet. Robot arms spiral down and plug into sockets. The ship ejects its rack of probes, including Eve. Wally dodges a robotic arm as it grabs Eve and carries her away. A maintenance unit rises from the floor. A tiny bot labeled Mo, with a boxy, oversized head, leads larger cleaning bots forward. Mo stops short, and his helpers bump into each other. A right-angled floor path lights up, and Mo follows it to Eve. His view senses dirt, calculates 16%, and flashes a message. Mo gives her a first-stage cleaning, and two larger bots finish up. Now, the robotic arm grabs a second probe from the rack and sets it next to Eve. As Mo goes to work, Wally perches in front of the third probe. The robotic arm grabs him. Mo scans Wally and calculates 100%.
Sorry to terminate.
Mo narrows his eyelids. As Mo cleans Wally, the Earth bot's belly hatch nudges him. Mo scours Wally's backside. Wally scoops, and Mo falls over. In a wall, a steward kiosk activates. A robot shaped like a badge, with a red emergency light for a head, leads two large, yellow-headed bots to duty. Now, Mo cleans the floor from Wally's treads. Wally playfully adds another smudge. Mo cleans it. Wally treads the smudge on Mo's forehead. Mo frantically cleans himself. Now, the steward bots arrive. As the cleaning bots hurry aside, Wally folds into his cube. The tiny steward scans two probes, then Wally. He moves on, then does a double take and returns. Wally hides behind Eve. The steward scans her and discovers the plant emblem. The lit floor paths turn green. The bay's overhead lights do the same, and a hovering cart glides out. Wally's panicked gaze darts. The stewards follow a light path to the hover cart. The robotic arm lays Eve on it, and laser bands strap her in place. The stewards lead the cart away. Wally darts after them, leaving a trail of dirty tread marks. As the cleaning bots file away, Mo spots the dirt trail.
Sorry to terminate.
Mo's eyelids narrow. Mo glances at the dirt trail, which leads off his light path. He hunches down and jumps off the glowing line. Mo warily opens his eyes, then shimmies happily. A light blinks on his head as he sets to work scouring Wally's free-form trail of dirt. Meanwhile, in an elevator, Wally leans over Eve on the cart. His finger flaps tap her comfortingly. The elevator opens on a hover cart track. Hundreds of bots speed along illuminated lines in the floor. Merging into traffic, the stewards zip away with Eve's cart. Wally hesitates nervously. Wally's lenses squint shut, and he eases one tread out into the traffic. A large robot bumps him and abruptly stops, causing a multi-robot pileup. Wally hunkers into his cube and charges into traffic, weaving around bulkier robots. He stops in a roundabout, spots Eve going up a ramp, and hurries after her. Wally comes upon two tubby human men riding in hover chairs side by side.
So let's hover over to the driving range and hit a few virtual balls into space.
Now, we did that yesterday.
The men talk into holographic screens.
Well, then what do you want to do?
I don't know. Something.
They reach six lanes of blue floor paths. Hundreds of chairs tote overweight humans.
Make a place, green.
It doesn't
sell.
Look, I'm tired of it.
They use keypads on the armrests.
If you can't fold the straws,
the episode isn't any good.
B&L billboards fill an atrium. Wally hesitantly follows a very chubby woman.
Bot, over here.
A coaster-sized bot brings her a drink. Screens over a tunnel change from welcome to economy. Buy, eat, play, to now leaving, come again soon. On a high ceiling, a cartoony B&L branded sun shows the time and temperature.
By and large, everything you need to be happy. Your day is very important to us.
A tubby man leans toward Wally.
Hey, drink the punch. Here, take the cup.
He falls out of his hover chair. Two steward bots arrive and alternate floor paths divert traffic.
Please remain stationary. A service bot will be here to assist you momentarily.
Stewards! Hello?
Please remain stationary.
The roly-poly man squirms on his back while he heaves him upright.
What's going on?
The robot dumps him belly first onto his hover chair.
John?
Eva?
No. John.
Wally spots Eve's cart boarding a train.
Eva?
He zips off.
Hi, Wally.
Wally hops aboard the departing hover chair train, and a nursery flabby baby stare at a projected screen.
A is for Axiom, your home sweet home. B is for by and large, your very best friend.
Wally's train passes a food court.
Time for lunch. In a cup.
In an ad, cups bear different pictures. A pizza, a pie, a hot dog. Humans sip through straws. In a beauty salon, pink bots groom women.
Attention, Axiom shoppers. Try blue. It's the new red.
Ooh.
Two humans next to Wally hit buttons and turn their red suits blue. Wally spots Eve just past a woman babbling into her holo screen. Wally edges toward his friend, but the woman's chair backs up into him. Wally frees himself, then waves to get the woman's attention. He taps her chair's surround sound speakers and accidentally disconnects her call. Her holo screen flickers off, and her blue suit goes red. She stares curiously at the billboards. Wally faces her.
Wally.
Mary?
Eva.
He points at Eve.
Huh? Sure. Yeah, go ahead.
Mary lets Wally past.
Eva.
The train heads toward the enormous Lido deck, where pools and patios form a compass-shaped design. Humans lounge by the dozens. An umbrella bot scoots over and opens, shading a man as he stares at his screen. The train stops at a platform emblazoned with the B&L logo. The chubby passengers debark in their hover chairs. Mary's chair faces the sunny deck.
I didn't know we had a pool.
Now, Eve's cart glides into a large waiting room, towing Wally with it. A secretary bot, hardwired to the ceiling by a shaft, types at a keypad. Waiting, the tiny steward flashes his red light. The secretary bot's one red eye looks up, and the bot hits a button. An elevator opens. As the cart glides aboard, the secretary spots Wally. The stowaway waves hello. The secretary bot glances at its typing apparatus, then stiffly waves one key puncher in reply. The elevator departs. The secretary curiously wags its key puncher again. Now, the glass-walled elevator ascends toward a bulky terminal. As Wally peers out, the simulated sunshine goes dark. The elevator opens on the Axiom's bridge, and the cart glides out. A high-tech helm wheel juts from the ceiling. It looks at them with a glowing red eye, rides the ceiling track closer, and scans Eve. As its red eye flashes a code, Wally backs away. Now, the wheelbot and the steward communicate. Then a floor hatch opens, and Wally falls through. The wheelbot follows.
Captain, you are needed on the bridge.
The wheelbot withdraws, and the hatch closes. Wally sits cubed below it. He lifts his eyepiece and peeks at the captain's quarters. One wall shows six pictures of captains, each fatter than the next. The sixth picture shows the current captain, who sleeps nearby. He rolls over and swats blindly at an alarm.
No.
He smacks Wally.
Lots of world.
Oh, hands on deck!
Two grooming bots zoom out.
Morning. Just a trip?
Wally watches them work, then he massages the captain's toes.
Uh-huh. Oh, I see. I know, honey, I know. I am good. You look gorgeous.
A valet bot puts a skipper's hat on his head and manages to button a white jacket around his neck like a tiny cape. Boarding the elevator, his hover chair inadvertently nudges Wally with it. The elevator opens on the bridge. The captain blinks groggily and claps. A coffee maker fills a cup and blue floor paths illuminate.
Coffee.
Wally follows the captain's chair to a control panel. The captain stretches for his coffee but can't reach it. The chair tilts him forward until he can grab it. The wheelbot glides up. The captain stops him.
Protocol, Otto. First things first. Computer, status report.
His chair passes holoscreen.
Mechanical systems.
Unchanged.
Reactor core temperature.
Unchanged.
Passenger count.
Unchanged.
Regenerative food buffet.
Unchanged.
Wally gazes at Eve, motionless on the cart.
Atmospheric conditions. Unchanged. County service volume.
Unchanged.
Okay, Otto.
Sir, the annual reconnaissance.
12:30? Otto, why didn't you wake me for morning announcements?
The chair whisks across the room.
Honestly, it's the one thing I get to do on this ship.
He turns a dial. The simulated sun over the Lido deck lurches left, and the food court switches from lunch to breakfast. The captain appears on screen.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to day 255,642 aboard the Axiom. As always, weather's a balmy 72 degrees and sunny, and, oh, hey, I see the ship's log is showing that today is our 700th anniversary of our five-year cruise. Well, I'm sure our forefathers would be proud to know that 700 years later we'd be doing the exact same thing they were doing.
A man hits a button and a golf bot hits a ball.
Be sure next mealtime to ask for your free septuagenarian cupcake in a cup. Wow, look at that. Also today we have
a green button flashes.
Hey, Otto. What's that flashing button?
The transmission ends.
Captain, Roblin has returned positive.
Otto shows Eve.
Positive?
Otto taps invisible buttons on Eve, and her blue eye lights reactivate. She hovers upright and salutes, while he watches from hiding.
Eva.
He treads forward.
But no probes ever come back positive before.
The captain pushes the flashing green button. Shades cover the windows, and a holoscreen shows a message from BNL CEO.
Greetings and congratulations, Captain. If you are seeing this, that means your extraterrestrial vegetation evaluator, or Eve probe, has returned from Earth with a confirmed specimen of ongoing photosynthesis. That's right. It means it's time to go back home.
Home? We're going back?
A control panel thrusts a book into Wally's hand flaps.
Sustaining status. By golly, we can begin Operation Recolonize.
Wally hides his head as he holds up the book. The captain glides over and blows dust off the cover, which bears the green leaf emblem.
Simply follow this manual's instructions to place the plant in your ship's holodetector, and the Axiom will immediately navigate your return to Earth. It's that easy.
Yes.
Now, due to the effects of microgravity, you and your passengers may have suffered some slight bone loss. But I'm sure a few laps around the ship's jogging track will get you back in shape in no time.
We have a jogging track?
If you have any further questions, just consult your operation manual. See you back home real soon.
The captain reads.
Operate Manuel. Manuel? Relay instructions. Manuel?
The captain peers at the cover, then shakes the book. Otto uses a pincher on one of his spokes to open it to the first page.
Wow. Will you look at that?
Wally taps Eve.
Let's see.
Her eye lights go wide.
Eva.
She hides them under a control panel and glances nervously at the tiny steward. Wally's love-blurred view shows Eve gesturing for him to stay quiet.
Well, let's open her up.
The captain faces Eve.
Step one, voice command, confirm acquisition.
Confirm acquisition.
An acquisition bot lowers from the ceiling, sweeping the room with blue lasers. The beams find Eve and turn green. Pincher arms lower to hold her in place. A recorder pokes toward the captain.
Authorization required.
Accepted.
As the acquisition bot enters a code on Eve's chest, the captain cringes behind the manual. Wally blinks his lenses. Otto and the tiny steward watch too. Now Eve's torso panels open. but her storage compartment is empty. She frantically checks for herself.
Where's the thingy?
Plant,
right. Well, where is it?
The captain checks the manual.
Maybe we missed a step.
Plant!
Eve looks around.
Wally!
Eve searches Wally's compartment, then scans beneath him.
Plant!
She scans frantically.
Why don't you scan her to be sure?
Eve zooms back into place. Otto sweeps a red beam down her open compartment.
Contains no specimen. Rogue's memory is faulty.
So then, we're not going to Earth.
Negative.
I guess things go back to normal, huh?
Correct, Captain.
Well, false alarm.
False alarm.
The acquisition bot withdraws.
Probe must be defective.
Eve squints irritably.
Gopher.
The steward responds.
Send her to the repair ward. And have them run diagnostics on her, make sure she's not melting.
Gopher takes Eve away, revealing Wally. Wally rolls over and gently shakes the startled captain's flabby hand.
Wally.
The captain finds specks of dirt on his palm and turns to Otto.
Have Wally cleaned.
Wally waves to the secretary bot as they leave on the hover cart.
Analyze.
The captain sets the dirt on a scanner.
Analysis. Foreign contaminant. Substance is a three-phase system composed of various combinations of naturally derived solids. Subject is most commonly referred to as soil, dirt, or earth.
Earth?
He eyes a nearby globe.
Define earth.
Scenes of a vibrant, fertile earth and its inhabitants fill the large computer screen.
Earth, the surface of the world as distinct from the sky or sea.
Wow. Define sea.
We pass outside the Axiom.
Sea, an expanse of salt water that covers most of the Earth's surface and surrounds it.
We leave a window framing the captain and fly along the Axiom's hull. In a corridor, Mo furiously scrubs as he follows Wally's tracks.
Sorry to terminate.
He crosses in front of oncoming traffic, causing three robots to crash. Avoiding the pileup, Eve and Wally turn down the corridor. They reach a door labeled Repair Ward. Inside, the tube-shaped chamber stands bordered by robots and holding pens. Robotic arms scan Eve, connect a monitor to her head and chest, deactivate her, and carry her away. The robotic arms try to do the same to Wally, but he flees. He meets a beauty bot. It covers him in makeup.
You look gorgeous.
It shows him his pretty face. Now a diagnostic bot places him in a force field holding pen. In the next pen over, a robot slaps paint on the floor. Wally faces a vacuum bot. It sneezes dust all over him. Across the way, a valet bot slaps itself with a tray. A golf bot hits balls to a tennis bot. Across from Wally, a suspended robot massages its neighbor, then flails out of control. Two diagnostic bots bind its arms. Another carries Eve into an exam room. In the exam room, an umbrella bot inverts, and a defibrillator bot practices on a dummy. Eve reactivates, and a light above her head flashes. Eve responds by covering one eye, then the other. As a bot removes her laser arm, Wally reacts fearfully. A small rod plugs into her arm socket. Repairs on the umbrella bot squeak. Wally hears the unpleasant sound while seeing Eve shake. Now robotic arms clean Eve's face. As a buffer passes gently under her levitating chin, Wally can only see a spinning disc removing her head. Wally uses a laser to cut his way out of the pen. Every robot stares at him. He crashes through the translucent door, grabs Eve's arm from the repair bot, and aims the gun at it. The repair bot reaches for him. Wally fires the gun, which shoots backward. He and Eve watch wide-eyed as the energy bolt flies through the repair ward and hits a panel by the door. The diagnostic bot faces Wally, who sheepishly lowers his head into his body. Sparks fly from the panel, and the robotic arms go limp. The force field pens deactivate. The bots under repair share a look, then hop onto the main floor. They eye Wally, then race over and grab him. As they carry him out, the paint bot leaves yellow lines on the floor behind them.
Wally!
E chief pursues them. As they pass through the door, red lights blink overhead. At a wall niche, yellow-headed steward bots file out. Now the renegade bots carry Wally over their heads. They stop abruptly, dropping him.
Oh my.
They face the steward bots.
Halt.
Holding Eve's laser arm, Wally shrinks into his cube. A small bot shoves him forward. Eve arrives. As she puts her arm back on, a steward snaps her photo. It looks like she's aiming the gun.
Caution. Rogue robots.
Passengers gape as the photo transmits Caution. Through the ship. Rogue Even the steward robots. Bot's chests Caution. Display the photo.
Rogue robots.
Wally!
The steward bots activate lasers. As they fire, Eve grabs Wally and flies past them. The renegade bots follow. At an intersection, Eve finds herself surrounded by projections of the photo.
Caution. Rogue robots.
Wally!
Robots stare at them from all sides. Eve whisks Wally off. They turn a corner, followed by the renegades. The stewards tail them and zoom past a window where Eve hides Wally. Gazing out, she spots a row of escape shuttles. Eve takes Wally to an elevator.
Caution. Rogue robots.
A monitor shows their photo. Eve shoots it. Wally sheepishly retracts his treads and folds his hand flaps. Exiting into a corridor, Eve leads Wally to a yellow door. It opens, allowing her into a dark control room. She types at a console, her eyes narrowed to slits. Behind her, Wally gazes at her free hand, then clasps his own together. The panel lights up, and a circular door opens, revealing the inside of an escape pod. She gestures toward the pod.
Earth.
She points up at a screen showing the planet.
Whoa.
He rolls into the pod and gazes out the round window. He hops up into a seat, clasps his tracks, and taps them together. Facing Eve, he pats the seat next to his. She shakes her head and points at her green leaf emblem.
Directive.
Wally hurries out of the pod, faces Eve, and folds up into his cube.
Wally.
She picks up his cube and sets it inside the pod. As she exits, his cube follows her out and parks.
Wally.
A light glows above the control room door. Eve shuts down the escape pod, heads to a corner, and appears to deactivate. Wally follows and folds into his cube. The door opens, and a hovering shape darts to the controls. Lights flicker, and Gopher floats from behind the console. He enters the reactivated shuttle pod and sets down the plant. Gopher trips a red flashing light and exits the pod. Unaware of the two rogues, he returns to the console.
Wally.
Eve finds him in the shuttle with the plant.
Eva! Wally!
Gopher pushes a button. The pod seals off and blasts away from the Axiom. The speed knocks Wally back against the door. On board the Axiom, Gopher leaves the control room. Eve enters a service chute and blasts upward. She exits the ship and chases the pod.
Cruising speed.
In the pod, Wally drops.
You are now free to move about the cabin.
He gazes back at the Axiom, then frantically scans the controls. Sitting in the pilot's chair, he presses several buttons, then tugs on a joystick. He notices a flashing red button.
20 seconds to self-destruct.
He pushes it repeatedly, then tries others. Outside the pod, a radar rotates, a parachute opens, flares fire off, and a raft inflates.
10 seconds to self-destruct. 10, 9,
Wally grabs a fire extinguisher and accidentally propels himself to the door. He tries the door handle, but it doesn't budge. The robot pounds on it with the extinguisher as the pod zooms into space. It explodes. Eve halts, and her blue eye lights grow sad. She flies toward the blast. A shape zooms by, trailing white foam. It's Wally with the extinguisher.
Wally!
As Eve races after him, he releases the nozzle and studies it. He aims behind him and propels himself toward his friend.
Wally!
They pass each other. Eve stops and turns to face Wally. He waves, then points at the extinguisher. Jetting small blasts of foam, he floats back toward her. As she reaches for him, he playfully squirts her. He uses the extinguisher to edge closer to Eve, then faces her. Opening his compartment, he takes out the plant.
Eva.
Eve's computerized vision magnifies it. A message flashes, delivered to Axiom Superior.
Wally!
Eve draws the plant into her compartment, then hugs Wally. As they whirl around and around, Wally nuzzles his head under Eve's chin. Now she presses her face to his, making a spark. Wally freezes and floats away, turning circles.
Wally!
Wally shakes out of his stupor, shows Eve the extinguisher, and uses it to spin. He spirals out of view, and Eve follows, her eyes smiling. As she catches up, he blasts off again. Now they fly alongside the Axiom. Eve's trail of blue energy follows Wally's trail of white foam. He plummets downward and turns a somersault. Eve copies and blasts off ahead of him. Now they reach Axiom's intermittently firing thrusters. As the burners emit violet flames in alternating patterns, the two robots weave gracefully around them. Eve leads Wally up and away, and he spirals around her. Inside the ship, Mary sits in a corridor facing the window.
Oh, so many stars.
She spies Eve and Wally. She points.
That's what's-his-name!
John's hover chair bumps hers.
Look at that!
She deactivates his holoscreen.
I know that guy. It's, Wally! That's it! Hey, Wally!
John's lowering hand lands on Mary's. The humans stare at their touching hands, then at each other.
Hi.
Outside, Eve and Wally spiral each other. On the bridge, Otto turns the time of day dial. The B&L-branded sun sets over the Lido deck, and the B&L moon rises.
Define hoedown.
Hoedown, a social gathering at which lively dancing would take place.
Otto joins the captain.
Otto, Earth is amazing! These are called farms. Humans will put seeds in the ground, pour water on them, and they grow food like pizza.
Good night, Captain.
Otto shuts down the panel. The captain collapses wearily and watches him go. The panel lights up again.
Define dancing.
Even Wally taps outside.
A series of movements involving two partners, where speed and rhythm match harmoniously with music.
Wally's extinguisher runs out. He shakes it, then lets it go. Eve catches him in her arms. She swoops past a maintenance bot on her way into a receiving bay. The bay doors close, shutting the little bot out. He beats on them, then gazes worriedly into space.
The Lido deck is now closing.
Inside, John and Mary hover over a small pool and splash each other with their own feet.
I didn't know we had a pool.
No splashing, no diving.
John splashes a lifeguard bot, shorting it out. Now, on an upper level, Eve flies from a doorway, followed by Wally. On a cart, folded towels part. Eve peeks through and scans the Lido deck, where two steward bots display the rogue robot photo. Behind her, Wally stares at Eve's hand. Now, Eve notices a trash bot dumping garbage down a chute. Her view shows the leaf icon, tracks the chute upward, and locks into the bridge. A message flashes. Axiom Superior. Eve faces Wally. He offers his hand. Eve shuts his music off, stacks towels on his head, and points at her green leaf emblem.
Directive.
She flies out from behind the towel cart, passing behind the stewards, and heads up the trash chute. Now, Earth's horizon fills the screen.
Prepare for landing.
The captain lands a toy Axiom ship on his globe.
We're here, everybody! Yay, Captain! Captain, we're home! It's so beautiful! No, it's nothing. I was pleased to do this. It's all about you people. It's not about me.
Eve bursts out through his trash chute, opens her compartment, and shows the plant.
How did you find it?
He hurries over to her, takes the plant, and stares wide-eyed at it.
We can go back home! For the first time! What's it like now?
No.
Don't tell me. I want to see for myself.
He attaches a transmitter to Eve's head. A holoscreen appears and shows the rocket blasting off.
Wait, that doesn't look like Earth.
Footage shows the barren landscape.
Where's the blue sky?
Ruined buildings and piles of garbage fill the screen. The crestfallen captain turns toward his console, which still shows images of the vibrant Earth.
Where's the grass?
He sadly eyes the plant. Eve's projection shows Wally with the light bulb, then his VHS copy of Hello, Dolly.
I know that song.
The captain faces Eve's projection.
They're,
Dancing. Yes, dancing.
The captain smirks, then frowns and looks down. His pudgy foot taps in time to the music. He playfully bobs the plant.
You made it somehow, eh, little guy? You didn't give up, did you?
A leaf drops off. The captain frantically tries to reattach it, then stops.
Wait a minute.
The captain leaves Eve watching the hollow screen. She blinks at the young lovers and their joined hands. The robot looks down at her own hands, splays her fingers, and clasps them together. The screen shows Wally with the plant, then cuts to the message, activating security camera. Black and white video shows Wally anxiously facing her. More scenes show Wally positioning her on the transport roof, holding an umbrella over her as he gets struck by lightning and covering her from the cold. Eve eyes her clasped hands. At the towel cart, Wally does the same. He looks up. He slumps. The towel still on his head, he peeks around the cart. He darts out of hiding and passes behind the steward bots. Rolling down a corridor, he reaches the garbage chute and opens its hatch. The towels fall off his head and plummet down the long shaft. Wally watches them go, then turns and looks up. He enters the chute, braces himself between the sides with his hands and treads, and climbs up. Now, Mo exits a tram at the Lido deck, still scrubbing. His vision zooms in on Wally's most recent tread prints.
Sorry to terminate.
Mo darts over, then narrows his eyelids. He cleans the trail, following it toward the trash chute. Now, at a sink, the captain waters the plant.
There you go, little guy. You came a long way for a drink of water. Just need someone to look after you, that's all.
The captain's eyes widen. He faces a nearby window, which reflects him holding the plant. The captain eyes the delicate seedling and his toppled globe. He blinks, then resolutely tightens his jaw.
We have to go back.
He hits a button on his armrest.
Otto, come down here.
Aye, aye, sir.
Eve still watches the video. She turns, nearly hitting Otto. His view spots the plant.
Otto, he found the plant. Fire up the holo detector.
Not necessary, Captain. You may give it to Eve.
You know what? I should do it myself.
Captain.
Otto cuts him off.
Sir, I insist you give me the plant.
Otto, get out of my way.
We cannot go home.
What are you talking about? Why not?
That is classified. Captain, give me the plant.
What do you mean classified? You don't keep a secret from the captain.
Give me the plant.
Tell me what's classified.
Otto grabs the plant.
Tell me, Otto. That's an order.
Otto stops, his red eye fixed on the sternly glaring captain.
Aye, aye, sir.
He withdraws, then appears by the captain's console, which shows a top-secret video from the BNL CEO.
Just cut it off, will you? Hey there, autopilots. Got some bad news. Operation Cleanup has, failed.
Eve joins the captain.
Wouldn't you know, rising toxicity levels have made life unsustainable on Earth.
Unsustainable? What?
Darn it all, we're gonna have to cancel Operation Recolonize. So, just stay the course. Rather than try and fix this problem, it'll just be easier for everyone to remain in space.
Easier?
Mr. President.
Time
to go.
Okay, I'm giving override directive A113. Go to full autopilot. Take control of everything. And do not return to Earth. Repeat.
He dons a gas mask.
Return to Earth. Let's get the heck out.
As the video ends, Otto faces the captain and extends his pincers.
No. The plant.
No. Wait a minute. Computer, when was that message sent out to the Axiom?
Message received in the year 2110.
That's nearly 700 years ago. Otto, things have changed. We've got to go back.
Sir, orders are, do not return to Earth.
But life is sustainable now. Look at this plant. Green and growing. It's living proof he was wrong.
Irrelevant, Captain.
What? It's completely relevant. Out there is our home. Home, Otto. And it's in trouble. I can't just sit here and do nothing. That's all I've ever done. That's all anyone on this blasted ship has ever done.
nothing!
On the Axiom, you will survive.
I don't want to survive! I want to live!
Must follow my directive.
The captain turns away and notices the portrait of the first Axiom captain, with Otto in the background. Each portrait next to it shows not only the increasingly overweight humans, but Otto closer and closer. The living captain notices Otto just over his own shoulder.
I'm the captain of the Axiom. We are going home today.
Otto lunges threateningly. Gopher arrives and approaches the captain.
Gopher?
His tractor beam snatches the plant.
Hey! This is mutiny! Eve, arrest him.
Eve aims her gun at Gopher and opens her compartment. Gopher approaches her.
Eve, you were to put this plant straight in the hollow detector.
The robot throws it.
No!
It falls down the trash chute. Eve and the captain stare helplessly at the chute. The plant rises into view again. Wally pops up with a boot on his head.
Eva?
Wally!
As he climbs out, it drops onto his boxy chest.
Wally!
Gopher traps Eve in his red beam. Otto blocks Wally's path. As he grabs for it, Wally holds it out of reach, then sticks it in his belly compartment. Otto jabs a prod at his control panel and electrocutes him. Eve stares wide-eyed as Gopher holds her. Wally's eye flaps flutter. He falls back and plummets down the chute. Gopher brings Eve to Otto, who triggers the monitor on her chest. She deactivates. Now, Eve drops down the trash chute. Gopher leaves. Otto faces the captain.
All communications are terminated. You are confined to quarters.
No! Mutiny! Mutiny!
Now, a word reads, reboot. A view through Eve's faceplate shows a towering trash heap. Valves on the ceiling open and drop trash into the chamber, which is as big as a stadium. Glowing computer mice scurry off of Eve.
Caution. Activating airlock disposal.
Wally!
Activating airlock disposal.
Doors seal off a separate chamber containing a huge trash cube. A dozen cubes get sucked into space.
Wally!
Two enormous trash bots, similar to Wally, loom over Eve. One scoops trash into its belly. Its partner scoops a load containing Eve. Their chest plates force the trash inward. Their heads hinge back. Their chest plates lift. And they tip the jumbo trash cubes onto the floor. Lodged in one cube, Eve glances around frantically. The bots stack the cubes next to one another. In the other cube, Wally feebly lifts his head.
Wally!
Caution. Activating airlock disposal. Activating airlock disposal.
A platform moves the cubes into the airlock. Eve's laser blasts her free. She tugs at her friend. Now, a ceiling valve drops Mo onto a trash heap. He spots Wally in the airlock. Mo darts forward, and Eve tries to pull Wally free. As the airlock doors slide shut behind her, they pinch Mo between them. Now, Eve gets Wally loose, but the outer doors open, sucking the cubes into space. As Eve fights the suction while holding onto Wally, trash streams through the gap above Mo's head. Eve grabs hold of Mo's cleaning bar. One of the giant compactor bots shuts the outer doors, and Eve drops to the ground, still clutching Wally. Later, a compactor bot's headlamps shine down on Eve. She touches Wally tenderly. He blinks his lenses. His head falls limply forward. As Eve gently lifts it, Mo scrubs Wally clean. Both giant bots watch. Now, a warning light blinks on Wally's chest. Opening the panel, Eve slides out a fried circuit board. It sparks and smokes. Eve's eye lights sadden. Eve zooms off and scans the trash heaps with her blue beam. Mo finishes cleaning Wally's tread gears.
All clean, all clean.
Mo turns aside and hunkers down. Wally offers his hand. Mo rolls his brush over it. He shakes Wally's hand, then hunkers down again. Wally blinks. Eve glides up and shows Wally three circuit boards. His lenses heavy-lidded. He shakes his head at each. Wally opens up, showing the plant. He hands it to Eve. Her view maps a path to the bridge and reads, "Deliver to Axiom Superior." Eve gazes at the plant, then shakes her head, tossing it aside. She holds up her free floating fingers. Wally raises his hand to hers, then pushes it away. Brushing past her, he uses his arms to help himself crawl forward. He retrieves the plant. The robot swivels back to face his friend and holds up the tattered boot, offering it to her. Wally takes out his lighter. It makes a flickering blue and yellow flame. While he touches his circuit board, then mimes replacing his eyepiece. Eve picks him up. Wally extends the handle on his back, and Mo hooks his cleaning bar over it. Now, Eve blasts the ceiling valve. As she moves toward it with her friends, the compactor robots wave goodbye. Now, a steward's chest screen displays the rogue robot photo. The bot scans an erratic traffic line painted on the floor.
Wrong.
The steward follows the line to a service locker and finds the paint bot quavering fearfully inside. As the steward captures it in a tractor, Eve flops out of the trash chute. The steward snaps her photo. She locks him in the service locker.
Please hold. We are currently having...
Mo cheers. They dart off.
Rogue robots.
The paint bot follows. Wally plays his tape. The escape vacuum bot hears and follows. The group passes the beauty bot.
Oh, that style suits you.
The beauty bot joins them. The umbrella bot and defibrillator bot hear also. They join the group. Toting Wally, Eve leads them through an intersection. A screen shows her a new picture.
Rogue robots.
Screens and billboards everywhere show the image. On the bridge.
Not possible.
Otto sweeps a spoke over numerous buttons. All over the ship, steward bots glide out of their kiosks. Some pass the nursery, waking babies. Two rows of stewards knock two humans out of their hover chairs in the captain's quarters.
Otto! Mutiny! Stupid wheel!
The captain pounds on the closed elevator, then looks out a window and sees the caution photo of Eve, Wally, and the plant.
Rogue robots.
The plant!
The captain seizes the recolonization manual and flips through it.
We'll see who's powerless now.
He rewires a control panel. In a corridor, holoscreens flicker on and show his face as Eve and Wally pass by.
Testing. Is this thing on?
Eve halts.
This is the captain. I am locked in my room. Eve, Wally, bring the plant to the Lido deck. I'll have activated the holo detector. Now hurry! Otto's probably gonna cut me off!
Oh.
Stewards face them. Eve blasts one, but a tractor beam freezes her arm. The beauty bot's mirror deflects a beam. The defib bot shocks a steward, and the umbrella bot deflects two beams. Wally sets the massage bot free, and it pounds the stewards. Now the captain stands in front of a hologram of the plant. He holds his hand so it looks like it's under the boot, and broadcasts to the bridge.
Look what I got, Otto!
Not possible.
That's right! The plant! Oh, you want it? Come and get it, Blinky.
No.
The captain yanks out some wiring. Ah. Otto lowers in from the ceiling.
Captain. Captain.
He stands camouflaged by his own portrait on the wall. He leaps at Otto. Otto retracts inadvertently, pulling the captain with him.
Too heavy for you?
The captain gets stuck, then pops out as Otto pokes him in the eye.
You're not getting away from me when I...
As they grapple, Gopher enters. He tries to attack, but the human's flailing feet hunt him through a window. Gopher plummets to the Lido deck, smashing just inches from a swimming pool. Meanwhile, the massage bot hovers over the destroyed stewards. A surviving steward pops up.
Oh.
The massage bot bashes him. Eve and the rogues move on, now on the bridge. The captain reaches out. He hits the green leaf button. Floodlights set the Lido deck agleam. Platforms cover the pools, and green pathways converge toward the center. All over the ship, screens and billboards show the green leaf emblem. On the hover chairs, bubble-like helmets encapsulate the passengers' heads. One covers a sleeping man's head, but he keeps snoring. Now, the hover chairs follow green floor paths to the Lido deck.
Whoa!
Mary's chair comes to a stop. She notices a group of frightened infants with a nanny bot. The holo detector, a towering spool-shaped device, rises from the floor. It glows with green light. The captain appears on an overhead holo screen as he wrestles Otto.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. We're having a slight malfunction with the autopilot. Please remain calm.
Eve flies in with Wally. She spots the holo detector and zooms toward it. On the bridge, the captain wrestles Otto.
Enough.
As Otto spins, hurling him aside, the axe tilts. Eve misses her target, and the boot slides out of sight. Now the passengers slip out of their chairs and slide across the deck. Eve sets Wally by the holo detector. She spots the plant, but a sliding man sweeps it away. As the robots arrive, the sliding passengers pile up on a side window. One man slides past a friend holding onto a chair. The slider grabs the man's drink straw, which pulls loose. The man slides away. A woman holding her chair grabs him. Now, Mary grabs a life preserver post, then John's hand. She spots the baby sliding toward them.
John, get ready to have some kids.
She swings him and lets go of the post. They catch the infants between them and cushion the impact as they all slide into the people pile. Now, as Eve searches for the plant, the tram falls off its track and plows through the empty hover chairs. As Eve slows its fall, the train's ends catch on two pillars. The center coupling bends toward the passengers, but Eve holds it steady. On the bridge, Otto hits a retract button, and the holo detector sinks into the Lido deck. Wally wedges himself beneath its overhanging lip, preventing it from descending completely.
No.
Otto hits the retract button again. On deck, Wally struggles to stop the holo detector. Eve's eyelids whiten. Wally slowly pushes the detector out of the floor. On the bridge, Otto pushes the retract button so hard it cracks and sparks. The captain gapes.
No!
On the deck, Wally slips into the recess, and the holo detector comes crushing down. Eve's eyelids flutter fearfully. On the bridge, the captain sneers. He gets on all fours, then heaves himself onto his feet. Standing, he teeters precariously, then finds his balance. On deck, the holo screen shows his efforts. On the bridge, the captain toddles one step forward on his stubby legs, then another. Leaning on a console, he staggers toward the mutinous autopilot. The robot faces him. The holo screen shows the two foes clash. Wally lies pinned beneath the detector cap. On the bridge, the captain spots a glowing red button on Otto's trunk.
Otto, you are relieved of duty.
The captain hits the button, labeled Manual Auto, and the autopilot deactivates. The captain spins the wheel, and the Lido deck levels out. Eve flies to the holo detector and struggles to lift it. Mo emerges among the struggling humans and rushes off. A man gets to his feet and wobbles. Mo zeroes in on the fallen plant.
Foreign contaminant.
He lifts it high. The vacuum bot sucks it into its mouth, then blows it several feet. A man catches it and passes it down a line of passengers toward Eve. The umbrella bot bumps it the last few yards, and Eve throws it in the holo detector.
Plant origin verified.
Green icons light up over the device, and its lid rises. Wally's body tips out. Eve hovers over him.
Course set for Earth.
The ceiling shows a map.
10 seconds to hyperjump. 9.
No.
8.
Wally doesn't move.
Wally!
The renegade bots droop sadly.
Oh no!
4.
Wally!
3, 2, 1, 0.
As the ship speeds past streaking stars, the captain grins over the wheel. The passengers fall down. Eve holds Wally. The Axiom emerges from hyperdrive and approaches Earth. On the surface, still sitting where it was told, the Roach gazes skyward. A red laser dot appears nearby. It watches the moving dot, then looks up and sees the approaching ship. A giant shadow sweeps over the entire city. A row of laser dots drifts over the Roach. The bug follows them. As the Axiom descends, burners on its underbelly ignite. Dust swirls up around the ship's hull, past its stenciled name. The scurrying arrives at the transit terminal. The ship's under tower sinks gently into a narrow man-made recess in the earth, while its upper decks come to rest on tall, springed platforms. Dust billows several stories high, and a tower of trash cubes in the nearby city collapses. The cloud engulfs the broken superhighway, where Wally's transport remains undisturbed. As the dust gradually settles, the ship's doors open. Walkways extend from their bays to nearby docking platforms. As a door opens before the captain and his passengers, he shields his eyes from the sunlight and takes in the view, cradling the plant in one arm. The humans step out onto the walkways, and the captain smiles hopefully. Eve rushes out carrying Wally and meets the roach. It crawls up her body and finds Wally broken.
Wally.
She rushes off. Mo and the other bots follow her. Gazing after Wally, the captain solemnly doffs his hat. Now, the transport door lowers. Eve sets Wally inside and searches his collection. Finding a jack, she uses it to straighten out his belly compartment. Next, she searches the shelves, finds new wheels, and puts them on her friend. Eve removes his broken arm and gives him a new one. The roach paces anxiously. Eve finds Wally a new eyepiece, attaches it, and presses his head down into his cube. Now, she gives him a new circuit board. Her arms move in a blur. She opens Wally's solar panel, then blasts a hole through the transport roof. Yards away, the renegade bots stop. In the transport, Wally stands, unresponsive in the sunlight. Eve watches his cracked power display. The roach looks on beside her. Bars light up under the words, "Solar charge level." Wally's head rises, and his eyes shift into focus. The roach jumps up and down as its best friend's solar panel closes.
Wally.
Eve offers him her hand. Wally stares blankly, then turns away, leaving the transport. Eve catches him, turns him back, and gestures at herself.
Eve.
Wally's gaze remains vacant. She fetches the light bulb and Rubik's Cube and hands them to Wally. He stares at them.
Wally?
His gaze shifts up to the shelves. Watching him, Eve taps her fingers together. She puts the movie in its player. Eve turns to find Wally scooping his trinkets into his compartment and compacting them.
Wally?
Leaving the transport, he rolls over the roach. The bug pops back into shape and stares after him. Eve joins the roach at the door, and they share a sad look. Shaking her head, Eve catches up to her friend, takes him by the shoulders, and presses his play button. Eve looks worriedly into his vacant lenses, then shakes him. He blankly holds her gaze. Eve's eyes blink sadly. She gently releases him, and he stares straight ahead. Her eyes drooping sadly, Eve gently opens Wally's hand flaps. She turns his palm out, then presses her hand to his. Head bowed, Eve leans her face close to Wally's. She touches her face to his, making the electric spark. She forlornly turns away. Wally's hand holds Eve back. Turning, she shakes their interlocked hands and blinks hopefully at her friend. Wally maintains his vacant stare, and Eve's eyes droop. Wally's finger flaps bend a little around hers. Wide-eyed, Eve faces him. His lenses shift focus in and out, then his hand closes completely around Eve's. His eyepieces flex up and down, one at a time, then together. The little robot blinks, then looks up at Eve.
Eve? Wally?
He notices their interlocked hands.
Eve?
And that is all. Like the man in the movie, Wally moves to Eve. The roach climbs from Eve onto Wally. The renegade bots look on. Mo shoos them off. Eve and Wally lean their faces together, now with the humans.
This is called farming. You kids are going to grow all kinds of plants. Vegetable plants, pizza plants.
good to be home.
We drift backward, passing the transport where Eve and Wally stand hand in hand before the other robots. Outside the city, patches of sprouting green plants grow on the littered hills. Mist fills our view, and we drift away from Earth. The scene fades, leaving a single twinkling star fade to black. Directed by Andrew Stanton, written by Andrew Stanton and Jim Capobianco. Cast: Ben Burt, Paul Eiding, Jeff Garlin as Captain, Kim Kopp as Hover Chair Mother, Kathy Najimy, Garrett Palmer as Hover Chair Son, John Ratzenberger, Sigourney Weaver, Fred Willard as Shelby Forthright, Executive Producers, Pete Docter, John Lasseter, Producer, Jim Morris, Original Music by Thomas Newman, Film Editing by Stephen Schaefer, Production Design by Ralph Eggleston, Key Makeup Artist, Gretchen Davis, Sound Department, Sound Designer, Ben Burt, Sound Effects Editor, Dustin Kaywood, Foley Recordist, Frank Clary, Digital Sound Transferer, John Countryman, Foley Recordist, Sean England, Sound Effects Editor, Al Nelson, Sound Recordist, Clint Smith, Assistant Mix Engineer, Patrick Spain, Supervising Sound Editor, Matthew Wood, Special Effects, Chris Chapman, Visual Effects, Crowds Artist, Frank Albers, Effects Artist, Frank Albers, Global Tech, Frank Albers, Master Lighting Artist, Brian Boyd, Lighting Technical Directors, Jeremy Byrne, Christopher Lee Fowler, Shading Technical Director, Stephen Vladimir Bugaj, Production Software Engineer, Gordon P.B. Cameron, Crowd Simulation Technical Director, Jaiye Chong, Shading Technical Directors, Trent Crow, Sarah Fowler DeLuna, Patrick Junette, Mike Jutton, Frank Pillau, Brandon Onstott, Maxwell Plonk, CG Artist, Pre-Visualization Layout Modeling, Simon Dunstan, Effects Technical Directors, Diego Garzon, Tom Nixon, Visual Effects Production Supervisor, Kerner Optical, Christopher James Hall, Digital Artists, Andrew Jimenez, Effects Sequence Lead, Jason Johnston, Crowds Artists, Paul Kenyuk, Character Modeler, Austin Lee, Character Rigger, Austin Lee, Digital Compositor, Carlos Monzon, Modeler, Evan Pontiero, Lighting Artist, Alfonso Salcio, Technical Directors, Sajan Scaria, Suzanne Slatcher, Keith Stitchwith, Modeling Technical Director, Gaston Ugarte, Production Engineering, Dan Weeks, Character Shading Lead, Athena Zanakis, Animation Department, Crowd Animation Lead, Eric Pell, Crowd Animators, Dobie Anderson, Stephen L. Wong, Animators, Brett Boudair, Bruce Quaid, Victor Navone, Raphael Suter, Rob Duquette Thompson, Computer Graphics Artist, Mark Cordell Holmes, Visual Development Artist, George Hull, Animation Simulation Artist, Todd Krish, Digital Artist, Jeremy Vickery, Editorial Department, Editorial Manager, Colin Borer, Color Timer, Jim Passon, Post Production Assistant, Frisia Pearson, Music Department, Digital Score Recordist, Larry Ma, Orchestrator, J.A.C. Redford, Scoring Assistant Engineer, Patrick Spain, Other Crew, Rights and Clearances, Cassandra Barber, Laura Sevier, Title Designer, Susan Bradley, Lead System Administrator, Terry Lee Mosley, Systems Administrators, Tyler Fazakurley, Remy Galong, John Haddon, Ling Su, Jason J. Fish Hall, Jose Ignacio, Matthew Lindahl, Bob Morgan, Mike Sundy, Andy Thomas, Jay Wyland, Ian Westcott, Technical Writer, Susan Boylan Griffin, Senior Software Engineer, Mark Leone, Software Engineer, Tools, Sylvia Pallara, Software Lead, Martin Reddy, Systems Administrator and Support, David Sotnick, Technical Director, Michael Todd, Rendering Systems Administrator, Eric Treisler, Color Calibration Technician, Rudy Buselich. To learn more about the creators of Wall-E, visit www.pixar.com. Copyright 2008, Disney Enterprises Incorporated, and Pixar, all rights reserved. Distributed by Buena Vista Pictures Distribution. This film has been described by the Media Access Group at WGBH with funding from Buena Vista Pictures Distribution, read by Kim Iguez. For more information about motion picture access, visit our website, access.wgbh.org. We'll hear the birds singing in the trees, and the lamb will be looked after. We'll send the seeds out in the earth. We're coming down to the ground.
the birds sing in the trees, and the lamb will be the captain. Send the seeds out in the brood. Redefine your priorities.
These are extraordinary qualities
that you find on Earth.
On a blue background, a glowing pinpoint of light arcs over a three-dimensional castle with spires and flags. Words appear in a flash. Walt Disney Pictures. A computer-animated logo appears. An illuminated desk lamp hops past the word Pixar, then squashes the letter I. A subtitle appears. Animation Studios. As the screen fades to black, the desk lamp shines, then flicks off.